This is the Leapcast, where we talk about how today's current events impact your real life. If you are tired of politics, or you are just exhausted from the spin, this show is for you. My name is Andrew Lieb, and every week I host a talk radio show breaking down the news from an independent point of view. We discuss real estate, business, and your health, hear from the experts, and learn the truth on the Leapcast.
Personal coach and trusted attorney, Andrew Lieb.
Lauren, it's Sunday.
Happy Sunday.
So this is kind of interesting. I start off saying it's Sunday because this is our first non-live show. The Islanders bumped us on WRCN today, so we're only on the podcast. And normally, Lauren, I would be very upset about getting bumped, but the Islanders, like, what an honor to be bumped by the best team in New York, like the best sports team around. They are killing it. And this rookie they got, Wahlstrom, oh my God, he's climbing the point charts. Wahlstrom, here's the story. If I'm going to get bumped for you, Wally, I need a hat trick today. I want to see a hat trick from Wally because today is all about triumph. That's what I want to talk about today. I have this guest on the show who I've known this gal for a long time. Her name's Lily Sanders, and what I like about her, yeah, she's a licensed real estate salesperson. She kills it there. She's been in the city. She was all over. She'll tell you about it. But what she does is she doesn't just do one thing. She's like a Renaissance woman. This gal has she's a coach. She's an author. She doesn't let barriers stop her. She wrote this book, Truth to Triumph. And I think that it's important to go to a spiritual guide to finding your truth, particularly what's going on today. It's a hard time out there. And I was talking to a friend, Lauren, and they were telling me how the economy is good and that the housing market's killing it and the sellers are doing wonderful and the stock market's great. And I was like, do we live in different universes? Because in my world, I'm seeing the Congress fighting over giving another stimulus check. I'm seeing culture wars about cancel culture going every day. One guy's going, there's no more Mr. Potato Head. There's Mrs. Potato Head. There's transgender Potato Head. There's, I don't know what's going on with Potato
there's
Head.
There's the Coke and Pepsi war.
Did you see the Coke and Pepsi wars? And so I think what's going on is that we're all very stressed. People have lost their jobs left and right. And I always say this. I think politicians have said this too, but I think it's important. The real gauge of the economy isn't the stock market or even the housing market. It's driving down a main street in a suburb and seeing the vacancies. If there's no vacancies, you have a great economy. If there's vacancies, there's questions in that economy. So I wanted to find a spiritual guide to find my truth. And what I liked about Lily, before I even introduce her, have her say her thing, I'll tell you how we got to know each other. We were talking. We know each other. And what she did is she did something called self-publishing, Lauren. And I love that. And I'm going to tell you why I love that. When you wait and you wait and you wait for someone else to hand you the key to the castle, you're forever locked out. Lily just said, I'm going through that moat. I'm going to make it happen. I'm a winner. So without further ado, here's my friend Lily Sanders. And just can you start off by just telling me a little about this book, Truth to Triumph?
Oh, my goodness. What an introduction. Hey, Andrew. Hey, Lauren. It's great to be here. Hi, and it is such an honor and a privilege, of course, to be able to use this platform such as yours to just empower other people personally, professionally. So first, yeah, thank you for inviting me. And yeah, Truth to Triumph. I've always wanted to write. I've always wanted to, to be expressive is my nature because I'm an artist. I was, born and raised a ballerina. I play the violin. And one of the things that inspired me to write Truth to Triumph was just my life experiences. And, I kind of felt like if I didn't, those experiences would kind of go in vain. So I knew that there was a reason to it. I knew that I had this purpose to, in all of it, to kind of help others avoid, life situations or, change their current life situation and really use it as to leverage themselves into a really amazing harmonious outcome, if you will. And so, yeah, so I just kind of hit the pavement. I just kind of put my pen to paper, so to speak, and I started writing it, and I actually just focused on that. I wound up going, selling my house. I moved into the city and rented. I know this sounds crazy. I know it sounds crazy, but I wanted to get away from my environment. It's weird because the city is just a crazy, crazy place, but I wanted to be by myself, even in that craziness.
So let's do this though, Lily. I want to rewind a second and get to know you before we get back into the book and getting out of the craziness and knowing why you wrote it. So people can picture who you are and they can understand why I'm having you on the show, because they might be saying, we listen to the Leapcast every week. We know it's about how current events impact business and real estate. You don't do book reviews. And I think what people are probably wondering is, why Lily? And there's a reason. There's a reason. You and I were having a conversation about your career in real estate brokerage, and you were telling me about the stress and anxiety that buyers are having everywhere because of these bidding wars, and how they go look at a property, and by the time they look at the property, the place is sold already. So start off with, where do you work? What type of, what brokerage company?
Yeah, so I'm with Coldwell Banker Realty.
And where are you at?
And I am in, our corporate office is actually Ronkonkoma.
Okay. And
so
you,
that's where I'm at.
You have a background, though, in the city doing brokerage, too. So you've done
I have a background.
Yeah.
I have a background in the city in coaching and in sales, and I have a background of personal real estate investments. It's not my first rodeo in buying and selling, and it's just a passion of mine, you know. And I came back from the city, fast forward to Coldwell Banker Realty in Ronkonkoma. To be honest, I really, really knew that that's where I needed to be. And you know, you'd want to talk about the stress, because one of the things that I do as a coach really aligns with my, I would say my expertise, you know, as a real estate salesperson. And, you know, we know this, many buyers, they've been searching for homes way before COVID, right?
Yeah.
We know this. And we all have the pressures, you know, that come with that. And all of the buyers and your listeners now, you know, we assume that the buyers, you know, are under pressure, making the one of the biggest investment decisions in their life, right? Aside from the pressures of securing a mortgage, you know, for when you do find that dream property or that real estate, you know, investment property that you want. So let me just back us up for a moment.
Please. Yeah, no, please. Okay. You know what it was is that you said where I need to be is Ronkonkoma. And since you said that, I've been thinking about I'm on the train and
oh,
the conductor
Penn
goes,
Station.
Ronkonkoma. And so that's where everyone needs to be. So
I grew up in Belmore, and that line was, I don't know, it was like
Ronkonkoma.
It wasn't the Ronkonkoma line, but I would be in Penn Station and then I would just always hear, are anybody going to Ronkonkoma?
So Lily hits the pavement.
That's really funny. You know, it's really funny because I actually raised my son on the North Shore, but I was raised down on the South Shore. And when I came back out here from the city, I'm actually in Babylon Village now.
Nice.
The reason you were on my train line.
Ha. Huh.
Yeah, there you go. Everybody switched to Babylon to go to Ronkonkoma, right?
Ronkonkoma, yeah.
But what's funny is, or further east, but I knew I had to be with Coldwell Banker Realty just because I had this sense of how I wanted to grow, and pretty much offered me the tools that I needed to do that. But now talking about the, you know, this market, the seller's market, this crazy market, here's the reality.
Hit me.
The one thing that initiates the sale or purchase of real property is a current life change, right? And I write all about current life situations. I coach about navigating, you know, through life, through any current life situation. Truth to triumph is all about life situations.
When
and how
you say
we
coach,
evolve.
Real quick, what do you mean by coach?
So I envision my kids' hockey coach. So I would love to.
I'm feeling differently. So well, you tell me what coach.
What does that mean? Like, because people that aren't.
I'm a certified professional life coach. And so I do life and business coaching. I do remote coaching even before COVID. So COVID didn't affect me.
Yeah, like who's calling you, Lily? Like when they're sitting around, are they being like, I need to speak to Lily, the coach. So, like, I know in real estate brokerage, coachings is a big thing, but I have friends in all sorts of other industries that have never heard of a life coach. So, can you give me a little, what does it mean? Like, what are we talking about?
Is it like a life guidance counselor?
So, what I do, it's not counseling. What I specifically, do is I help businesses, people, owners of businesses, in their professional and or personal life, navigate through a current situation and then get to not just the next level in competence, but actually manifest the things that you've been wanting. I pretty much, you know, can take a vision or a dream or help you find that vision or dream. And then I give you the fundamental steps to actually realize it.
Okay, so without breaking any confidentiality of your clients, can you give us an example of a problem that one of your clients faced?
Okay, so, all right, business-wise, I have someone who has been kind of stagnant in a very good business, you know, in Brooklyn. Okay. And he's had the business for over 40 years. It's stagnant. Believe it or not, Lauren, a lot of why a business goes stagnant is the one that's running the ship.
Yeah.
And when you're looking at those limitations that you put on yourself and you put on your business and you put on your life. And, a lot of people that come to me, even for business, there's a good portion of our coaching that becomes much deeper. And then I can go in, you know, once I set up, you know, set up different things with their business, then I might come in and do, well, not anymore with COVID, but then I will come in and do group coaching with a team. Maybe we set up, three new teams.
I'm just still trying to figure out what you did for your stagnant business in
I have an idea, electroshock therapy. Like, why don't you just set them?
Yeah.
Okay,
Without getting into detail, I helped him. I helped him, first of all, really be clear as to what he was looking for from me and from coaching with me. Second, really be clear with what his vision was. He's stagnant. He's here. Where does he want to be? And then I put actions in place, like in this case, building teams that would grow his business because, you know.
So do you have an HR background at all?
No, but I had him. That's one of the teams. That's one of the areas that I needed him to look into. And he now has an HR, but no, I just do this because I am definitely a problem solver. But I do it, you know, I do it with fundamental steps. I have a specific approach that helps people do this. And one of my approaches is really like, look, what is the one thing that you can do such that everything else, you know, is either unnecessary or not needed to do right now? Because I always say that if you're going to do your one thing, just like when I was doing Truth to Triumph, when I was writing it, you do that one thing. And then until that one thing is done, everything else is a distraction, right?
Yep.
And when you think about all of anything that you've really accomplished in your life, you know, you can't focus on, you know, let's say building a business. And, you know, when people say, and even sometimes coaches, but I beg to differ, they, you know, it's balancing life, work, life balance. That's malarkey. There's no such thing as balance. We counterbalance. So when you're in a specific seasonality in your life, like buying a home, like selling a home, like, you know, whatever it is, you have building your business, you have to focus on that one thing at hand.
So Lily, you know, to go into this, because you're combining two different thoughts, and I want to do that right now. So I'm a buyer. My one solo goal is to buy. I hear Lily Sanders lives in Babylon Village. I also want to live in Babylon Village. You know, they do have that post office drinking place over there. Very good place to go drinking. And so I want to go. You don't just get the mail there, Lauren. They deliver the vodka.
It's also on the water.
It's beautiful. So I want to live in Babylon Village, too. I call you, the Coldwell Banker agent over in Ronkonkoma. I say, Lily, I need you. Why? Because you're a coach. And I'm all over the place, like squirrel. And I say to myself,
squirrel,
I want to go buy a place. And I'm anxious because, you know, what's going on, Lauren, before we went on the air, one of our listeners gave us an email. Is the market going to go up? Is the market going to go down? Are they going? And I'm looking at a property this weekend on Saturday. The broker goes to me, there's already two offers. I said, well, if they're accepted, I'm not coming. She's like, but you could do best and final. Everything's so anxious ridden. I want to go move to Babylon Village. I want to be Lily's neighbor. I want to go hang out. This is the way to go. Coach me.
Yeah, so let's discuss this. So your one thing, I would find out, what is the one thing, the one reason why you want to purchase, right? What's going on in your current life? Is it retirement? Did you just get married? Babies, first time, second time, all of that, right?
Let's do it. I want to relocate to the water in an affordable community where there's a great nightlife.
Okay. All right. Now you know, now we know your why, right? Now it's going to be your how. You know, like, and your time frames and everything that lines up. And let me back you up for a moment. We're talking about now, right? Like during this.
We're talking right now.
Climate.
No, we're telling reality right now. It's a seller's market. I want to move to Babylon Village. This is what I'm thinking. And I'm worried because I'm worried I'm not going to win the closing. I'm worried I'm not going to win the closing because every place I'm looking at, it's boom, off the market. Every place I'm looking at, it's going up in value. So I called you up. And why I call you up? Because I'm anxious about this and I need some coaching.
Yeah, it's crazy. And so now you have this, you're anxious, but why? I would still need to know where are you coming from? What's your expectations and so on and so forth. So how quick do you have?
I have some time, but I feel like I'm going to miss the great house because there's great houses on the water right now. And I feel like I'm going to miss out on them, Lily. And I have to tell you, my budget is about $550,000 in this situation. And I could put down 20%. And the truth of the matter is I don't want to pay PMI. And if I end up paying $650 because the market's going up, I'm going to have to pay PMI insurance. So I really want to buy now.
Whoa. Some people don't know what PMI insurance is. So you're going to have to insert that definition.
Well, when you pay a purchase money mortgage insurance, is when you're paying under 20% of the loan-to-value ratio on a mortgage, you have to pay an extra fee on the mortgage, which would increase my monthly payments. And so what I'm saying is I'm redlining to get that $550, and I see the market up, and I'm saying, oh, Lily, I need help.
So you have all your financial ducks in order. However, what are you really willing to do? And, you know, here's the thing. I have what's called a ready, willing, and able approach. So let's say we understand that you need to like take this buying process in stride with the least amount of stress possible. So how do we really, before I go to the approach, how do we really get to that more stress-free environment?
Are you going to say drugs?
No.
I don't know.
Well, Babylon has bars. So
and
maybe
Cuomo wants to legalize
before.
Marijuana, Lauren, so who knows?
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe that's our approach.
Okay.
So let's say your life cycle right now is going on, or everyone else's cycles in life that brings them, you know, inevitably comes with its own set of emotions to begin with. Okay, I would still even go deeper with you because right now you're just talking about the stress of you want this house. But there's so much more involved in life that goes into this. And let's just imagine for a moment. Let's imagine that you and your spouse or your partner reside in, you're renting a place right now.
We are.
Before you move to Babylon.
Exactly.
So let's say you reside in New York City studio apartment.
We do.
You're expecting a baby and you happily
twins.
You happily sign your final lease agreement. Right. And you know, that gives you like 6 months, let's say, to search for a home with Lily in the suburbs. Now you have all your financial ducks in order and life is great. Yay. Right. Kumbaya. Then, you know, now COVID hits and it hits hard, as we all know. And suddenly you're in a bigger tank with tons of other fish that, you know, so now this once blissful search with your pregnant wife, which was supposed to be this happy transition in life together, becomes this crazy race to beat the crowd and get your bids in first.
I want to win. Yeah, that's right. I want to win.
You want to win. But is that always the best thing? And let me get to that. Because right now with COVID, what we see is this new era of homeownership hopefuls, right? That they're placing offers on houses sight unseen, which is, you know, been very common now, but for many reasons that, you know, we all know. One, showings get booked up so fast, you hardly get a chance to even get in before, like, the first 3 days to view a home, right? Two, by the time you get in, the showing appointment's canceled because there's been an accepted offer with multiple backups. Oh, great. Three, now your buyers become so desperate. Let's say you become so desperate, Andrew and Lauren, and weary, you know, from the past 6 months to a year in your search, maybe even, you know, longer, that you feel it's your only alternative to win an offer, right?
Yeah.
Now, hold on.
Tell me.
Now, hold on.
Okay.
Let's continue to imagine this scenario that we just painted for you, right?
Well,
let's say
I'm just worried about this pregnancy thing. I hope we get a lot of presents when we have, it's a sprinkle because it's the second and third kids.
Well, then we need extra room in the house.
Yeah, a big house we need.
There you go. And I'm going to touch upon that.
Okay.
Yeah. And let's talk about that because let's say that on top of this, your 6 month time frame no longer aligns with reality. And now you have the stress of informing the property manager, i.e. your landlord, that you need to stay longer, which becomes a whole other set of problems and costly ones. And I don't have to tell you that because you know.
Yeah.
Not to mention now you have the two little bundles of joy are coming any month now or any week now.
And they usually come early when they're twins.
Well, they kick
there
a lot.
There you go.
Yeah. A lot of kicking.
Mm-hmm. Do you have twins?
No. We don't, but my sister does. My sister does, so that's cool.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, well, and just so everyone knows, this is all make-believe. I don't want people to start.
It's all make-believe.
Well, I felt like, Lily, we're going to get baby presents in the mail now.
Yeah,
so.
No, I'm not pregnant. I'm done.
So anyway, let's go back to pretend.
Yeah. Right, we're pretending. But what kind of stress, all kidding aside, do you feel this poses on you and your partner,
tons,
your relationship, your performance at work, and ultimately your health?
So true.
So what I'll put, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so to your listeners, what I would put to your listeners that you want to be prepared and see the larger landscape so that you don't pigeonhole yourself into a corner that will add unnecessary stress.
I got to input something right now because I see it so much. I do have friends that do live in the city and that live in Brooklyn and they do have young kids and they want to buy in the suburbs. And I see this problem all the time.
Well, that's why we're having Lily on because this exact situation, she knows about truth to triumph. You know what Lily said to me, Lauren, before you go? This is why I want her to be on because we're running low on time. So I got to get it out there too, is that she said winning isn't necessarily winning when you get a closing.
Yeah. And
it's not.
Winning right now, spending so much more money over that asking price if you're already over budget, it just seems crazy to me. And it doesn't have to be. It's not going to last this way forever. So if you have the money to move and you can move right now and these things aren't such a headache, then it shouldn't be so much of a problem. But if you're so stressed and you're so redlined,
exactly,
this is just not – you're winning the bid doesn't necessarily mean
ruin your life. You don't need to ruin your life. And so we wanted to have our friend who we're running out of time on, but Lily Sanders, she's a broker over at Coldwell Banker, CB over in Ronkonkoma. She wrote a book, Truth to Triumph. She's a coach, and a coach isn't just for a broker. She said it's not just for business. It's for people in life. So maybe you don't have her as your broker, but it's important if you're getting overwhelmed. If this market's got you down, if, as Lauren said, the need to move from Brooklyn to the suburb is all-consuming, take a step back. Go online. Google Lily Sanders. Give my friend a call. You'll be much happier for it. This is The Leapcast. Stay with us.
Find us on social media at Listen to Leap or visit listentoleap.com.